All right, the title of this lesson is called Faith Begats Works. No, sorry, I sound like Paul or John Bunyan. Faith Begats Works. Faith gives birth to works, and never, ever the other way around. And some of that, I was thinking of something this morning, and I'm not sure if it applies to here or not, but... It almost seems like it'd be to the other extreme, okay? And of course, the person when I think of evil, other than Satan, but I'm talking about as far as humans, is I always think of Adolf Hitler. I know there's probably a lot more worse than him, but he's always the first one that comes to mind. You know, he had this belief of a certain world, a certain people, of an eradication of Jews. He had that belief. And did he put his works behind that belief? Absolutely. Killed millions and millions, you know. So it's interesting how, I'm not sure if you want to call it faith, he just had a warped belief in his head. Warped belief in his head, and his works were just rotten works. So anyways, it was just a thought that I had, if you can apply it to the other extreme. But anyways, in our case, faith, we have faith in God, okay? Our faith, we'll read it here in a little bit. It comes from God, doesn't come from man, it doesn't originate from man. So that is what gives us the motivation and the desire to fulfill these works, you know? And it could be a small thing, it could be a big thing, it could be, you know, encouraging a brother or sister in Christ, or it could be... giving them some food, or it could be, giving them some clothes or a place to stay, or it just goes on and on of what faith promotes. So anyways, we're going to go through the book of James, and, you know, we're James at 2:14, so we're slowly traveling through the book and kind of seeing what's in there. So this one, I always liked it. I've always liked these verses of faith and works, you know, how, people see it as reverse, you know, you can work for your salvation, people believe, and it's completely false. So we'll start reading and then we'll stop periodically. Verse 14, what use is it, my brethren, if a man says he has faith? And this also applies to women too, by the way. It always says man. But anyways, it applies to men and women. Says that he has faith, but he has no works. Can that faith save him? So I wrote, this type of faith does not save. This type of faith, you know, there's no works. There's nothing to follow behind that faith. Also wrote, it says faith means to hang on for dear life. I know it probably has a really complicated word and definition, but that's kind of the way I just like to describe it, to hang on for dear life with everything you have. And hang on to what? God, you know, for dear life. And like my dad said earlier about we have faith, but we really practice it when we go through the times that were of distraught, of stress, of struggles, of trials, of disappointments, of heartbreaks. That's when all that faith that we learn over the years, that's when it all kicks in, you know. It's easy to say, yeah, I got faith. We'll prove it. It's also, faith is also a gift from God and not man. And it's in, I think it was 1 Corinthians 13, I think, where it talks about the three gifts that we have now, which is faith, hope, and love. You know, and of course, greatest of these is love, the Bible explains, but it is a gift from God, this faith that God gives us. And again, it doesn't originate from man. Not man at all. You know, man made, anything that man makes, he corrupts it. Anything a man made can be destroyed. If he builds a house, it can be burnt down. If they build a factory, it can be blown up, you know. So, and we know that our bodies are fragile, and this is something that God created, but one day we're going to have a body that is not going to be fragile at all. You know, it's going to be perfect. If somebody could do me a favor and read Ephesians chapter 2, and then just 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9.
It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
Right. Okay, so we have faith, and that's one of the things I always think about with works, is that that's bragging rights. You know, anybody that says, okay, I got it on my own merit, I did this, and we have that in society, you know, which we have, you know, it can be a football team, it can be a football player, it can be a basketball player, just bragging rights that look what they did, okay? But when you put all the honor and glory into that faith and then go back even further where the faith comes from, you know, then we're proud of the God that we serve. So that's what always works, that always seems to bring about, is just people want to brag and about themselves and not about God. Mm-hmm. Okay, verse 15. If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you, and this is talking about brother and sister in Christ, you know, and again, primary interpretation of the scriptures of these verses is to apply them to God's people. Okay, that's primary interpretation. So, anyways, but secondary interpretation would be anybody that you come in contact with. You know, it could be a stranger, it could be a family, it could be a friend. But again, this is talking about brother and sister in Christ. If a brother or sister in Christ is without food, without clothing, and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed, and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Mm-hmm. You know, you come across somebody and they're cold, their teeth are just chattering, you can hear it. And then they're saying, oh, I'm cold, it's cold out here, it's zero below. And then you're here, like maybe in your warm car, and you crack the window open, and you're talking to them, and he says, okay, well, hope you get warmed up. You roll up your window and drive away in your heated car and heated seats and everything. So, but what good is that, you know, if you don't do whatever you can to for their comfort, you know, for their, sometimes for their survival, you know, not even just the comfort, just to have food. So just the little things like that. And you know, some people can do more than others. You know, some people can give more than others. Some people are better encouragers. Some people are more financially stable. You can just go on and on and on, you know. So, but anyway, so do whatever you can, which is a lot, to help a brother and sister in Christ. Mm-hmm. Verse 17, even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead. Check the pulse. If it has no pulse, it's dead. It's, you pick the arm up and it drops. It's dead because it has no works. It doesn't have anything to show proof of that faith. It has no works. It is dead, being by itself. Verse 18. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Okay. So how do you show faith without works? Yeah, you don't. that's funny you say that, because there's a lot of people that I've met over the years that that always talk a big talk. Oh yeah, I can do this, blah blah, I can draw this, and they go, I ain't gonna lie to you, I can do this, and they talk a really huge big talk, and then when you come to put them to it, there was one guy had him do something for me, this little thing for me, and he would for a year. You know, I'd see him at Home Depot. Yeah, he would always say, oh, yeah, I know how to trick this out. I can do this. He showed me pictures of some of the stuff that he did, and it looked pretty impressive. And so I had him, I said, do one for me. He said, okay. He did it. Forget it. I couldn't even use it. He did a horrible job. And I told him, you did a horrible job, but I'll pay you because I told you I would. So right or wrong. But I said, this, you know, you talked a really big talk. So, yeah, he couldn't fulfill it. He couldn't fulfill that, but yeah, it's just you can't, you know, like Sharon said, it's just all talk. Mm-hmm. So anyways, verse 19, you believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. You know that But why do they shudder, though? Why are they afraid? You know, we know that for a fact that demons are completely in direct opposition to God, for starters. Okay, they should be afraid, and so should we. A lot of times, if we're not pleasing to the Lord, that we should be afraid, not a fear of shock or fright where we're afraid to do anything. You know, people get overcome with fear and they can't react. They can't do nothing but fear and, that's not going to happen again. Well, I'm going to do things better this time around. Okay, so anyways, that's that kind of a fear, good healthy fear they have of God. It says, verse 20, but are you willing to recognize, you foolish fella, and that faith without works is useless? Yeah, it's like I wrote down here, how do you show something that you can't see? You know, how do you show proof and evidence of something that you can't see? And we have examples. How do you show that there is a God? Creation, we talked about this in the studies. You know, creation is one. Or Holy Spirit. You know, you can feel the Holy Spirit. Wind. Okay, wind, you can't see it at all. But I bet you Florida has seen a wind. You know, when they're relocating houses. So, yeah, oxygen. I can't see the air that I'm breathing in. But I know I'm breathing in air, or else I'd be dead, lack of oxygen. So you can go on and on about the things that you can't see. You know, faith, we cannot see it. But the evidence of it is in the works of that, from that faith. On the bottom, I already talked about the demons. So it's a really good verse. It's a product of works as a product of faith and never the other way around. And I know there's a lot of religions out there that absolutely just, they turn it opposite around, you know, Catholics primarily. And there's others that they feel that they have to do something to be saved. They have to do something to be in good standing with God. You know, we know that we fail God all the time. You know, God's standards are, well, we can't even see the top of His standard, but we still try to achieve, and there's times that we fail, and then we ask the Lord to forgive us, and then we try again, you know, and we keep going, and that faith motivates us to do so. So, anyway, so that's the devotional, and Brother Jim?